When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Brutally Delicious Podcast. The Brutally Delicious Podcast. The Brutally Delicious Podcast. The Brutally Delicious Podcast.
What's up, everybody?
This is Dark Masick with Brutally Delicious, coming at you with a review of Tyr's brand new album, Battle Ballads. So it's perhaps a little unfair because I literally just saw Tyr last Friday in New York. I'd gotten to hear some of those songs live then, even though I think the album isn't out yet. For what it's worth, only two of the songs I heard live will be the highlights today. But anyways, on its own, this album sounds amazingly fresh for a band that's been around for almost 20 years. If you had erased my knowledge of this, put me in a room, put the album on, and then said it was an album recorded in 2013 where they lost the masters and just found it, I would have bought it. It sounds just like the band's older material. They are not, you know, getting older in a bad way. They are most certainly not slowing down either. What's very fun to me about this band is that compared to a lot of my usual power metal shtick, they have this amazing ability to blend very heavy approaches with melodies that sound like you could dance to them. And while we've said before that bands like Battle Beast and Amaranth are danceable, I think that's first and foremost. With this band, it's a great blend. It's definitely metal, but it's also kind of jolly, but not campy. I don't know how they pull this off. In short, it's everything I could have wanted from a new Tyr album. Let's talk about some songs. Unwandered Ways. This is a really fun kind of jig song. I guess that's what most folk metal goes for, but this one is not particularly cheesy. Again, you can dance to this. It brings about some jollity. I think it was in a minor key, though, so you're not talking like some really boring Christmas song. It's cool. Okay, so I had to go back and listen to it again. It is, in fact, in a major key, but it was not so campy that it was obvious. Moving on. Dragons Never Die. Here's a similar track with another really fun melody. So this band isn't Irish, but that melody is something I can envision a leprechaun dancing along to. It's still plenty heavy, though, but I love that combination. Torkel's Doter. I'm definitely mispronouncing that. I'm sorry, I don't speak Faroese. This is a really fun, quote-unquote, ballad. Who would have thought we had a ballad on an album called Battle Ballads? This should totally be played in a Skyrim tavern. Unfortunately, the meaning of the song is lost on me because the lyrics are in Faroese, but it's still a really fun song and very beautiful melody. It's also a perfect use of the songwriting approach of starting off light and folky, and then gradually getting heavier until it's full-blown metal towards the end. The cool thing is that the first half was so pretty, I actually didn't see the heavier half coming. I thought it was great enough of a song to stand on its own. Something that does bother me is that it seems like some bands, not Tyr, have this approach of throwing in light sections just to justify the heavy ones, but in this case, they were both justified. Lastly, Hangman. This is a great, heavier track that's not as jiggy as the others. I can't say that without, like, reminding myself of Will Smith. 90s kids. Anyways, heavier, but still undeniably Tyr. Stylistically, it almost sounded to me like they co-wrote an older Blind Guardian track. Like Tales from the Twilight World era, or from the newer stuff, it almost reminded me of the Holy Grail. Okay, so Tyr's back, and they're not fucking around. I know I already said it, but I'm continually amazed by how much it sounds like the band hasn't aged a day in the last 10 years. At the same time, it's not like the band's AC/DC and just keeps rewriting the same song. It's fresh. This, plus the band's current tour, gives me hope that more folk metal bands will make it to the US. Like, seriously, besides Korpiklaani and Tyr, what other folk metal bands tour the US ever? Hey, rising tides raise all ships, right? It takes Metallica to get people interested in Megadeth. And let's go with folk metal, baby. Rock on.
Hey, this is Aaron from No Simple Road. I'm inviting you to come hang out with Apple, Mel, and I as we talk with the musicians, artists, chefs, authors, and beyond from the world that turns us on. We're reaching into the improvisational music scene, the psychedelic culture, the festival world, and getting to know what makes the people tick that create those scenes. Come join us on the long, strange trip over at No Simple Road.